Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know the future, man, you know?
Listen, right, this is Linval Golden from The Specials, right? And you know, and I'm begging you, just lock it in to reggae up yourself, right? Because this is it. You can't run away from it. Just lock it this, all right? And don't forget, hold it this, all right? Respect to you all out there. This is what's all about. Good music, inspirational music, you know, spiritual music. You listen to it. That's it.
Play us some good, good, good reggae music.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Reggae Up Yourself podcast with me, yours, the future man, and ladies and gentlemen, the biggest and the greatest thing, headlining the Lion's Den tonight, the Specials. Yo, I got the General Linval with me. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody out there. Good evening, man. Nice to meet you, you know?
Yeah, man, the pleasure is all mine. I can't believe that I'm sitting down with you. I only ever see you on television.
Yeah, it's a small world, but, you know, we do get around and we do meet up, you know? So that's really nice. Lovely.
So, the Reg Up Yourself is always is about getting like real details and not just stuff that you see in the media about the band, the truth from the band themselves and the artists, you know what I mean? So how long have you guys been going?
Oh my God, we had our first hit record, which was Gangster, in 1979.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a grandfather now, by the way.
Okay.
He's a grandson. His name is Ayo, wonderful kid. So, you know, we have been going for quite a while and, you know, and anyone who knows the Specials know that we try to merge different sound. I was born in Jamaica.
Okay.
I left Jamaica to come to England. So obviously, me the Jamaican, right?
Yeah.
Bring the Jamaican sunshine with me.
Of
which
course.
Which is the music, you know?
Of course.
Which is the foundation of the Specials music, you know?
All right, hold on, because you mentioned from Jamaica. I'm from Jamaica as well. Where in Jamaica are you from?
I come from St. Catherine.
Okay.
St. Catherine, Spanish Town, Brownstone. I was born in Mendes. That's St. Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you say Brownstone as well?
Brownstone. My grandmother used to live in Brownstone. I used to go to Pine Hill School.
Yeah.
There's Watermount before you get to, you know, that. So around all them side, that's where we come from, you know?
Okay, so...
You know something really strange, right?
Yeah.
I meet for the first time, what's his name? Derv Garden from the Equals singer, right? And he's from Clarendon.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you know? Wicked,
so,
you know?
When did you come to England?
I come to England in either, was it 1964? Because I was in England when Jamaica got independent.
Okay.
Yes, 55 years ago.
What?
Yes.
Jamaica. Why did I look like you're 55 yet?
That's why I said I have my wonderful grandson, because I'm a granddad, which I'm so proud of, you know? Proud of that, you know?
But you look young enough to have another son.
Well, you know, life been treating me good, so I can't complain, you know? Can't complain. It's been good, you know?
Okay, so when did this special start at?
We got this special together around 1977.
Yeah.
And we did our first tour with The Clash.
Yeah.
That's The Clash that give us the break.
Okay.
Yes, because you know The Clash was well into reggae music and all that, you know?
Yeah.
And they did a version of Police and Thief and they went to Jamaica and record and all that as well, you know?
Yeah.
So we fitted with them.
Yeah.
And it's Joe Summer give us the break.
Okay. So how many members in the band?
There's 7 members band, and don't get, we had a brass section. God bless Rico.
Yeah.
One of the best things. I was me who went to Rico's house in Hammersmith. To get him to come and play a session with our what was in the studio down in Fulham, in Fulham Palace Road, where in the studio there, and I go to Rico's house, and the reason why I get to go to Rico's house, because obviously, him's a Jamaican, me's a Jamaican, and the other guys in the band, because we're multiracial band, there's Neville as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
The other guys in the band, they couldn't understand.
Patois.
Yeah. So you're going to say, Rico, we say, what, man?
Yeah.
Good, you know? So I went down, I brought him to the studio.
Yeah.
And a message to you, Nightclub, Ghost Town, all them tune, Rico Playpan.
Yeah.
It was one of the most inspirational musician I've ever met in my life. He played day and night, you know?
Yeah.
He was so dedicated to music.
Yeah.
You know, wicked man he was, you know?
So, basically, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to put you on the spot to name all the members of your band.
One side was Jerry Dammers, was as a lead singer, the organ player, keyboard player, and he formed the band.
Yeah.
I was the first member of the band with Jerry.
Okay.
Then we have Horace, the bass player.
Yeah.
We had Terry, the lead singer.
Yeah.
We had Roddy, the lead guitar player.
Yeah.
We had the great John Bradby, who passed as well.
Yeah.
He's up there with Rico, you know?
Okay.
And an amazing drummer. He's in drums. Then we got Dick and Rico in the brass section.
Okay.
Trumpet and trombone. Yeah.
Have you left anybody out?
I think that's a lot. Neville and me, and the two black ones.
Yeah.
Me and Neville.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Two Jamaicans.
Yeah. Because you know, no, somebody's not going to be happy if you didn't call their name.
Linval Gold and Neville Staples.
All right.
The two Jamaicans, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, you guys been doing it hard from them times until now. What keep you guys going so strong?
Well, I think what keep us going right was that the fact that when we had our biggest record,
yeah,
which was Ghost Town, right?
Yeah.
We decided that's to just walk away from it. So we walk away from it for like 19 years.
Wow.
Yes, man. I live in America now.
Yeah.
So we just had to go. But I never realized how big the band really was until it took me 5 years to get the band back together.
Yeah.
I started off trying to get the band back together for the 25th anniversary of Gangster, our first single.
Yeah.
But everybody was so disjointed and everything, right?
Yeah.
It took me 5 years.
Yeah.
To get the band back together. So we celebrate our 30th anniversary in 2009. And I just realized through the wonderful world of the internet.
Yeah.
Because you know, I live in the bush in America, we're in the bush.
Yeah.
So I'm just cut myself off, you know?
Okay, so.
I didn't even know all these things happening until Star Trek and Indian. What happened, you know? What's going on? Because we've had our 5 minutes, you know? That's where we're gone, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so wrong.
Yeah.
With that. When we come back, I think we did like 5 nights at Brixton Academy.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed because one night would be good enough for me.
Yeah.
But it just showed the demand. I just thought we've done something musically that touched people.
Yeah.
It don't seem to get old.
Yeah.
So we can just go around and just play the songs. It's the one thing which is really difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult to write new material because we are just 19 years away.
Yeah.
People won't allow us to do new stuff. They want to hear the old stuff.
They want to hear all the stuff that they're accustomed to.
Yeah.
But actually, so now I want to go back to you leaving Jamaica from back in the 60s.
Yes.
What was it like in those days leaving Jamaica, coming to the UK?
I tell you, my story of leaving Jamaica was very emotional because I had to leave my mother behind.
Yeah.
So I'd come to stay with my father.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that well because I'd been in, you know, but it was his turn to have the kids, so I had to come over, you know?
Okay.
And I tell you one thing which was very, very, one of those strange things, right?
Yeah.
You know the bass player, Chinaman, who played with Rod Stewart?
Yes, I heard it, yeah.
I was in LA with him, right? And we meet up and I don't know if that man ever speak a word of English.
Yeah.
Pure patois. So he was glad when he see me.
Yeah.
So he could talk to me because it's a white wedding we go to, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The guys from the band, you know?
Yeah.
And him just, and he said, boy, I'm glad we can have someone we can talk to because you can understand me.
Yeah.
And you would not believe, right? We're getting some long talking, right?
Yeah.
And for some reason, I left Jamaica and come to England and a ship called the Ascana.
Yeah.
So he start talking, and so, what time you come, when you come to England? So I think 1964, something like that. He said, we come to England the same time as well. He said, did you fly? I said, no, we come on a ship. He said, well, I come on a ship as well. And I said, well, I'll come on the Ascana. I said, I was on the Ascana as well.
Yeah.
And all them years, right? The first time we meet up.
Yeah.
And we both grew up and got into music. He's Rod Stewart. He used to play with Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
And Rod Stewart, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, we reminisce like it was like, oh, it's like time hasn't passed by.
Yeah.
Everything we talk about on the ship, right? We could reflect back on all the entertainment album, yeah. Like, Bilk was playing on the ship and all them sort of music, you know?
Yeah.
Then clarinet and everything. It was absolutely wonderful. Like, you just thought, boy, this is it. All of my life come right back to the start point.
So
it's wonderful.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let me ask you this, because it's very interesting. I've never spoken to anyone who actually came over from Jamaica on the ship before. So
yes.
How long did it take you to come over?
I think it was about 16 days.
You spent 16 days in the ship?
16 days, yes.
Jesus.
And it was like holiday for us as kids, you know.
Yeah.
And we come from ordinary country, St. Catherine and Miglet, you know.
Yeah.
The bush there, you know. So you know.
Countryside.
Country man.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So when on the ship and everything was like, and it was like overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
Because I'd never used to all those the ship life and everything. It was the entertainment on the ship was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know all the entertainment, right? It's all the local sound system, right?
Yeah.
We have a sound system, it's a green sound system, come from Mendes. And every, you know, and we have a little, you know, that's how, you know.
Where's that sound system in London?
No, the other sound system in London. When I come to London, right,
yeah.
The people's sound from Harl's Inn,
yeah.
That was my sound I used to follow.
Okay.
Yes, from Harl's Inn.
So you were over from Jamaica and playing on sound system?
No. When we come from Jamaica, right, we go to Gloucester. Went to school in Gloucester.
Oh, wow.
Moved from Gloucester, went to, when my father left Gloucester after they make him redundant.
Yeah.
And him come to Coventry, because Coventry was a place for job, for work.
Yeah.
And then the whole family moved to Coventry.
Yeah.
And then me grew up now, as a youth now, 17, 18 now, where I'm, you know, the bright lights of London just pulling me. So I left country and Coventry and go to London.
Yeah.
So I live in Kensal Rise, Alston.
Yeah.
And I end up in Wembley, but Chalkhill Estate.
Yeah.
And then I left Chalkhill Estate and I burn myself out and go back to Gloucester.
Yeah.
And then I meet up with some guys, my youth guys, and we start playing some music.
Yeah.
Then I left Gloucester and go back to Coventry. Then that's where I meet up with Jerry.
Yeah.
And that's where the special get farmed.
Okay.
Jerry, yeah. Mm.
So, back in them time, when you live in Coventry, the countryside, and going into London, the lights of London,
yes.
What did that feel like?
It was like a completely different world to me.
Different country.
Yeah, because we have night. We have. It was like when I used to go to a club called Night Angel.
Yeah.
I usually take the last tube to go down to Tottenham Court Road. That means I'm not going back home until morning.
Yeah.
The tube start run.
Yeah.
And we never used to that in country. We're down by Coventry where we live.
Yeah.
So it was like, whoa, I mean, I get into the stage where, you know, learn how to draw a weed. I'm telling you, man.
Getting on the high grade.
Yes, so I had some amazing time in London, and I burned myself out.
Yeah.
And then I have to go back to Gloucester to recharge my battery.
Go back to the countryside and recharge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, coming from all of that, what was it feel like when you actually first get that massive hit and going to places and everybody know your song?
It was unbelievable because I, when we did Top of the Pops for the first time, right?
Yeah.
And I left London, get on a train to go back to Coventry, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden people was looking at me and I'm going, what have I done, you know? Why everybody has stared at me like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because obviously they just see me on telly.
Didn't realize so much people know who you were.
I didn't realize. And our life just changed so quickly and so suddenly, right?
Yeah.
From, I remember about a month before the band take off, right?
Yeah.
We played a little place called Ross and Y, right, out in the country, you know?
That's in Wales.
Wales, right.
I played there last week on a festival called True Fest.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. So we played a little nightclub, right? There's only about 10 people in the place, right?
Yeah.
We had the best concert, we were one of the best gigs. Because it gave us the freedom to just do whatever we want to do, because we don't have to, you know, people just join me.
And
we
just sing and party together.
Yes, it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
A month after that, right, we couldn't walk out on the street because the band just take off.
Yeah.
And you know something, I tell you the story, it's a true story, right?
Yeah.
It's a tune called Gangster, right?
Yeah.
It's a true story, right?
Yeah.
Well, after we finished touring with The Clash,
yeah,
Bernie Rhodes was The Clash manager.
Yeah.
He said, same one managers.
Okay.
So sent us to Paris.
Yeah.
Right? We get off, we go on there on the ferry.
Yeah.
We get to Cali, right?
Yeah.
Silverton, original drummer, right? Him from Barbados. Him never have a work permit.
Oh.
So them just send him back. Alien, he must go back and get a work permit.
And they send back the band's drummer.
No, the drummer, so we don't have no drummer.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But that's not all.
Yeah.
Right? We thought Cassivatan like burn him stuff, you know? Give him all the money we have, right?
Yeah.
We thought we now see him. 5 million weed and that's him. He's going to be in heaven now, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he come back after him go and get him work for and everything. We were, them time we only have like, we have money just to have two little room. We have sleeping bag and everything. And it's just a fun time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And anyway, we in there, right? The woman who won the, beautiful lady,
yeah,
who won the hotel, she come in and she knock on the door and said, come on. And then tell me I have the guitar. And the guitar still got in the, I was explaining it just now.
Yeah.
That guitar means everything to me.
Yeah.
It's so
you have the same original guitar from, yes. When did you get this guitar?
I got this guitar in the 60s.
Hold on a minute.
I think it was 69 or something like that.
Are you telling me that you got a guitar that is 11 years older than me?
Yeah. Yes.
Jeez.
I'm telling you, and every hit record I play on, right, the same old guitar.
Same guitar?
Same Fender Telecaster guitar.
How many strings do you think that guitar changed?
Oh my God, thousands of these, you know, yeah, you know. So anyway, the woman come on and she said, well, the last group who played here, they smashed my hotel up. They're from England.
Yeah.
She asked us, we're from England. We say, yeah.
Yeah.
She said, you must pay. So and these.
So they must be you.
They said, we must pay for the damage that the other group done.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man. So you know how things are, right?
Yeah.
So me just lay down on the bed and play my guitar.
Yeah.
This big guy just come in and jog the guitar from me and I say, what the blood clap? What go on, man? What?
Yeah.
And then me just, honest to God, we forget how to speak English.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of French me speak, but I know French. I'm right?
Different kind of
me
French.
I'm like, the door at the hotel glass got smashed down.
Yeah.
Right? The police come.
Yeah.
And them time, me no care because this is like taking my right arm off me.
Yes, your guitar. Favorite guitar.
Yes. So anyway, the guy who won the club, he come with a little, yeah, the cigar, it's like well smart dressed Frenchman, no?
Yeah.
And he said, you must go. I said, me now left the guitar.
No, but no, without the guitar.
You have to kill me, I said, me now left the guitar. And we then push and walk out. It take about 10 minutes to walk from the hotel to the club that we're supposed to play in, right?
Yeah.
By the time we get there, the whole guitar and everything was there.
Oh.
the guy went back.
Yeah.
These are mafia people.
Yeah.
They went back with guns and demand all the equipment.
Oh.
So we wrote the song Gangster.
So that song,
first hit record, Gangster.
So that song is actually a true story.
It's a
wasn't
true story.
Oh my
true
God.
True story. Why must you record my phone call? You're planning a bootleg LP. You said you're threatened by gang, but it's you that threatening me. That's the song, yeah?
Mm. That's wicked, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Which gig is your most memorable gig?
Well, other day I play as one venue I've always wanted to play, which was the Hollywood Bowl. We played the Hollywood Bowl with Ziggy Marley.
Yeah.
And I mean, that venue is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just the production there, the equipment there, everything was just top notch, you know?
Yeah.
I think Ziggy used the complete orchestra with him that time, you know?
Yeah.
So it, that was wonderful. But I think like, probably like, back here was probably one of my favorite gig. Would probably would have been one of those small little gig.
Yeah.
Where everybody like the open anchor in the Islington.
Yeah.
It's probably only about 30 people holding the guy. If you got 50 people in it, everybody
can't. Everybody can't breathe.
Yes, but it was like one of the really exciting gig for me. You know.
Oh, that's incredible, man.
Yeah.
You know, thank you so much for taking this time to talk to us, man. It's such a pleasure.
Lovely. And I just sorry that I miss Europe, because we talk about blues and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Man, when I was in Ireland, you know, tell the world all the beautiful. I describe Uroy and Big Ute, right?
Yeah.
And I just got, because I think about you, and I thought, how can I describe these two guys?
Yeah.
They're the past and the present and the future.
Yes, that's true.
That's what they've left all of us here. Because what they've done, right, you can look at the past, but it's still right now, and it's still the future. What those guys done?
Yes,
it's inspired the whole world.
It's true. It is
so
true.
So therefore, you can't find. That's the best way I can describe it. It's the past, the present
and the future.
Yes.
You know, funny you say that. I was talking to Big Ute earlier, and I said to him, actually, I took a picture with him and said, I'm going to send this to my dad, and he will not believe
met
him.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Because when I was growing up in Jamaica, my dad used to, everything was Big Ute.
Yeah, man. Screaming dog, and all. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Incredible.
So much memory for me. It's like, honest to God, That was a huge part of my life.
You know what though? I can't wait to actually tell my friends them that I interviewed the special.
Because
like I say, I only ever heard you guys on the radio and see a TV. If somebody told me, even this morning, somebody told me that I'll be sitting there and having a conversation with you. I'll tell them that I don't believe it.
Respect, man.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you, man. I wish you all the success and keep enjoying the music forever,
man. Thank you.
Man.
We're still here putting on music for the UDM because I don't get our music. I got one music not too long done, you know, and it's called Know Your Rights, you know?
Yes.
And it's a song written by Joe Strummer. It says, Know Your Rights. These are your rights. Number one. You have the right not to be killed.
Yeah.
Murder is a crime unless it's done by a policeman.
That's true.
I got one song called Why, and I sat up there and I said to people, I got three things I want to say to you tonight.
Yes.
Three. Black life matter.
True, that's true.
Very important to me.
True.
Black life matter.
True.
And I do a song called Why.
I agree. Mm. Thank you so much, Linval, man. Such a blessing, brother.
Respect.
Such a blessing. That's the wrong hand, man. You did it right. I'm doing the right here. Yeah, man. Respect, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
You're wicked, man. Huh?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.